KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear to partly cloudy skies. And it's 22 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high around 43. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. The City Council in Atlantic met Wednesday night and approved the fiscal year 2016 budget for the Atlantic Municipal Utilities following a presentation by AMU General Manager Steve Chepkes. The $17.9 million budget was approved earlier by AMU's Board of Directors following a public hearing. The City Council's adoption of the budget was merely a formality and is an opportunity for the Council to ask questions about how the utility spends its money. Chepke said it, along with the budget, is a proposed 3% rate increase for both electric and water users effective February 1st, 2016, for usage beginning in January.
On the electric side, one of our main cost drivers over the last, especially last 5-10 years, has been the coal fire plant over in Council Bluffs, where we get a majority of our power. The EPA has changed the regulations of how we're supposed to handle coal ash, which is the residue of burning coal to generate electricity, over at the plant. And so we're having to replace a couple processes, eliminate a ash pond that we have on site, and then now we need to landfill the coal ash in a series of landfills that are specially lined so there's no leakage and stuff. But that whole process is quite costly. That'll be going on the next 3-4 years, and our share of that is about $2.3 million.
AMU has a 2.5% investment in the plant, which it receives from about 2/3 of its power. The cost to run and maintain the plant are shared by 3 other utilities, including MidAmerican Energy, which is an 80% shareholder. Locally, Chepsky said the utilities is in the process of burying many of its overhead power lines in order to reduce the number of power outages related to power lines being down from ice and wind damage. And they're continuing to work on the installation of smart electric meters, which relay real-time two-way communications to AMU on usage and power outages.
But overall, the 3% rate increase for an average residential customer, 3% represents about an extra dollar a month on their electric bill.
Water rates in Atlantic will increase about 70 cents per month to help cover the costs of new lines being installed in the residential area near Sunnyside Pool and along Olive Street near the high school football field. Councilman Dick Cassidy asked what would happen if AMU didn't get the 3% raise. Chepke said the utility issues revenue bonds, which are paid for by revenue from the utility, and he said AMU needs to keep up its cash reserve level in order to maintain its bond revenue rating.
We issue revenue bonds. The revenues of the utility are pledged to pay off the revenue bonds. And the problem gets to be is if you don't keep up your reserves and your levels, over time your reserves go down. Pretty soon the bond, the rating agencies give you a poor credit rating, and then you get in a tougher position to issue debt. Rates go up.
He said also there is a huge risk associated with maintaining the Council Bluffs plant, and the funds need to be set aside to purchase electricity from other sources should the Bluffs plant go down. If AMU didn't have a cash reserve, Chepke said there could be a substantial rate increase in that type of emergency situation. He said the utility such as AMU should have an $8 to $10 million cash reserve. Right now, he said they have about $5 to $6 million. The last rate increase from AMU came about 2 years ago. Chepke says Atlantic is still on the low end for electric rates when compared to utilities of similar size.
So compared to other utilities, we'll sit very good, but we always know that any rate increases we do always get met with, you never like to do them. No one likes to hear the rates going up, but the industry is pretty much, the whole industry has been going up quite a bit in the last so many years.
And the Iowa Finance Board of Authorities Board of Directors on Wednesday approved a total of more than $6.3 million in grants to 27 local housing trust funds to support local affordable housing initiatives, which will assist 2,469 Iowa families. The funding is provided from the State Housing Trust Fund's Local Housing Trust Fund program. The grant funds will be used for initiatives such as preserving aging housing stock, subsidizing local down payment assistance programs, providing low-interest loans or grants to assist Iowans in home rehabilitation, financing construction of new single-family housing for low-income Iowans, and supporting housing for persons with disabilities and homeless assistance programs. The Council Bluffs Housing Trust Fund Incorporated received $152,788 from the IFA. CDG Housing, which serves Audubon, Carroll, Crawford, Greene, Guthrie, and Sac counties, received a grant for just over $243,330. The Southern Iowa Council of Governments Housing Trust Fund Incorporated, which serves Adair, Adams, Madison, Ringgold, Taylor, Union, and Clark counties, received a grant amounting to $236,400. The Southwest Iowa Housing Trust Fund, which serves Cass, Fremont, Harrison Mills, Montgomery, Page, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties, excluding the city of Council Bluffs, received a grant amounting to $301,439. The State Housing Trust Fund was created by the Iowa Legislature in 2003, and since its inception, the program has provided $50.1 million in affordable housing assistance that has benefited more than 17,600 Iowa families. Creston police report four people were arrested Wednesday. 33-year-old Becky Freeman of Creston was arrested at around 7:35 p.m. on two Union County warrants for failure to appear on an original charge of driving while barred and failure to appear on an original charge of forgery. Freeman was being held in the Ringgold County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. At around 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, Creston police arrested 18-year-old Justin Post of Creston at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Post was arrested on a charge of theft in the second degree and was later released on a $5,000 bond. And Creston police arrested 36-year-old Michaela Phillips of Creston and 35-year-old Mangus Welch of Creston at around 11:15 a.m. Wednesday. Both were taken into custody at an apartment in the 100 block of Manor Drive and charged with violation of a protection order. Phillips was later released on a promise to appear later in court, while Welch was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. The Union County Sheriff's Office says a woman and child suffered unknown possible injuries during a single vehicle rollover accident Wednesday morning. 27-year-old Lindsay Weber of Kent was traveling north on Clover Avenue at around 8 a.m. when the heavy-duty pickup she was driving went out of control on the slick road. The pickup slid sideways before entering the east ditch and rolling once, coming to rest on the driver's side. Weber, who was wearing her seatbelt, was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston. A passenger in the truck, six-year-old Carlene Cruz of Lenox, also suffered possible unknown injuries and was transported by ambulance to the hospital. Damage to the pickup was estimated at $10,000. The Harlan Police Department yesterday released a report on recent arrests and an accident. Officials said 19-year-old Gage Johnston of Harlan was arrested November 24th on an active warrant for failure to appear on a charge of possession of controlled substance. Johnston was transported to the Shelby County Jail. Also arrested November 24th was 32-year-old Malcolm McDonald of Harlan, who was taken into custody following a traffic stop and charged with driving while suspended. On November 27th, Harlan police arrested 34-year-old Michael Weiser of Harlan following a traffic stop. He was charged with driving while suspended and cited for failure to wear a seatbelt. And no injuries were reported following an accident November 23rd in Harlan. Police say a car driven by Ruth Weaver of Harlan was hit by a Volkswagen driven by Rufino Martinez, also of Harlan. The accident happened when Martinez turned right out of a trailer court driveway onto 12th Street and failed to yield to Weaver, who was traveling north on 12th. Damage from the accident amounted to $3,500. There were no citations issued. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.